Hello and welcome to this episode of the Maryland Risk Management Education Podcast. My name is Paul Geringer and I'm a senior faculty specialist and extension specialist here in the Department of Ag and Resource Economics at the University of Maryland. And with this episode today, we're going to turn to a decision from 2022 out of Wisconsin, looking at how courts may handle some claims that a jury verdict was improper. And this one, in this case, basically involves negligence claims involving nutrient applications by a dairy farmer. So the case involves this dairy farmer who allowed a septic company to spread septage on his farmland. At the same time, the dairy farmer also appears to have continued spreading manure on the same fields. The farmer's cattle began to have health issues caused by excessive nitrates in their water source. The jury eventually agreed that basically both parties were at fault. This case basically allows us to examine how a court might handle claims that a jury did not have good evidence to reach its decision. So the decision is in Priestley v. Cutlill's Septic Service, LLC. And I'll provide a link to the blog post that I'm talking about in the show notes, as well as a transcript of today's episode. So let's give a little bit of an overview before we kind of delve into what the jury did or did not do. The Priestleys owned the dairy involved in this case. In the early 2000s, Priestley was approached by Duke and his brother about spreading septage on Priestley's farmland. The septage was explained to Priestley as a free fertilizer, and he agreed for it to be applied to specific fields. This continued until the spring of 2008 and was done according to Wisconsin regs on spreading septage. In 2007, Priestley noticed a decrease in milk production and an increase in illness in his cattle. He also began to see his cattle die at a higher than average rate. His longtime veterinarian was unable to determine the cause of the health issues. Priestley had an electrician test for stray voltage and had the water tested. Water tests returned that the drinking water contained high levels of nitrates. To reduce the number of nitrates in the water, Priestley hired a well driller to drill a new 210-foot deep well. The existing well was 83 feet deep and had the water tested for nitrates. The new well returned samples with nitrate levels at safe levels. The old well was closed and the new well was used. Priestley began to suspect that the increased nitrates came from the septage applications. He obtained legal counsel and requested to review the spreader's records, comparing his records with the spreader's and those filed with the state. Priestley noticed disparities between the records and at various points. The spreader had spread more than the weekly limit available on his farmland. Priestley eventually sued the Cuttle Septic Services, for negligently applying septage on his farmland. Priestley eventually added Cuttle's farming operation, 4DK Farming, Phil's Pumping, an independent contractor that Cuttle hired to spread septage, and several insurers to his lawsuit. At trial, the jury found that KSS, the Cuttle Septic Services, Duke Cuttle, and 4DK were negligent in the septage applications on Priestley's farmland. At the same time, the jury determined that Priestley was negligent in his farming practices. The jury apportioned the negligence on the parties as follows: 30% to Priestley, 30% to Cuttle Septic Services, 28% to Duke Cuttle, and 12% to 4DK Farm. In the end, the jury determined that the economic losses from the negligent application were $500,000. All parties in the lawsuit appealed the decision. So what happened at the Court of Appeals? On appeal, the defendants, Cuttle Septic Services and 4DK Farm, argued that there was no credible evidence to support the finding that the defendants caused the damages or the economic losses. Looking at the claims that the evidence proved the defendant's excessive application of septage, Priestley offered expert testimony from a hydrologist, their veterinarian, and a retired animal science professor. The defendants argued that none of the experts spoke to nitrate levels in the groundwater before the septage application started. demonstrating that that would help demonstrate the excessive application was the cause of the high nitrate levels. The court rejects this argument because the testimony was sufficient to prove that the excess applications could have been a substantial factor in causing the elevated concentrated nitrate levels. Looking at the veterinarian's testimony, the court agreed with Priestley that the excessive nitrates in the water caused the damage. The vet's testimony showed that the cattle had been healthy until 2008 and that the high nitrate levels in cattle diets can cause several health issues. The retired animal scientist also testified that many of the health issues that the cattle had were more likely to occur in cattle exposed to high nitrate levels. Based on this, the court found that there was credible evidence to support the jury's finding that the excessive application of septics caused Priestley's damage. Next, the defendants challenged the jury's finding of damages. The defendants contend that Priestley's experts on damages did not prove with a reasonable degree of certainty that the cattle died as a result of the nitrates. Defendants argued that the experts' calculations were based on improper belief that cattle were lost due to nitrates in the groundwater. The expert calculated damages at $1,669,797, but the jury reduced that amount to $500,000. The court agreed with Priestley that there was ample evidence to support the damages awarded by the jury. The last issue before the Court of Appeals to highlight is Priestley's cross appeal that he was not negligent in his farming and wants to modify the jury verdict to reflect that. And he also basically that he always followed the nutrient management plan when applying nutrients to his farm. The court highlights that everyone owes a duty of care to act reasonable in the circumstances when a person fails. It could lead to a negligence claim. In this case, Priestley would have had a duty of care to refrain from applying nutrients above those necessary that would create an unreasonable risk of harm. Here, experts' testimony from the defendants demonstrated that Priestley breached the duty of care he owed himself. To the court, based on the expert testimony, a jury could have found Priestley's own negligent farming practices caused his damage. The court leaves alone the jury's damages allocation. So why do we care? This case highlights some issues that may pop up in a negligence case. These are pretty common cases that we deal with in the law all the time. First, experts will often be called upon to provide expert testimony on how a party failed to exercise a duty of care in a particular case. Expert testimony may not always be able to say definitively that the action caused the results, but can only speak to the action having a higher probability of causing the outcome. In many cases, however, that will be enough to prove negligence, as it was in this case, especially for juries when juries are presented with competing experts and can weigh the credibility of these experts' testimony. In negligence cases, the jury will be asked to consider the plaintiff's own negligence in causing the event. Priestley allowed for septic applications, then applied manure himself beyond potentially what the nutrient management plan needed. Since this could have caused his nitrate levels to be higher, the jury determined to reduce his damages by 30%, his percentage at fault, to prevent him from recovering damages he had helped cause. So thank you for listening to this. If you have any questions on this decision or anything else or thoughts for future episodes, please email me at lgoering@umd.edu, or you can tweet me or find me on Instagram at @aglawpaul. Thank you again for listening and enjoy the rest of your day.